Good morning, beloved, and thank you again for welcoming me into your homes on this beautiful Thursday morning for our Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are going to be in Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 72. We got a lot of reading to do today. And Jesus goes to pray in Gethsemane, an area on a lower slope of the Mount of Olives, and the disciples fall asleep. Jesus is arrested and brought before the council of the chief priests, elders, and teachers of the law, where he is put on trial. And again, God's guiding word for us this week has been prayer. And so let's begin reading Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 72. They came to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter and James and John with him. Distressed and anguish came over him, and he said to them, "The sorrow in my heart is so great it almost crushes me. Stay here and keep watch." And he went a little further on and threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if possible, he might not have to go through that time of suffering. "Father," he prayed, "my Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet not what I want, but it's what you want." Then he returned and found the three disciples asleep. He said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Weren't you able to stay awake for even 1 hour? And he said to them, "Keep watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And he went away once more and prayed, saying the same words. Then he came back to the disciples and found them asleep. They could not keep their eyes open, and they did not know what to say to him. When he came back the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come! Look! The Son of Man is now being handed over to the power of sinners. Get up! Let us go! Look! Here is the man who is going to betray me." And Jesus was still speaking when Judas, one of the 12 disciples, arrived. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs and sent by the high priest, the teachers of the law, and the elders. The traitor had given the crowd a signal. "The man I kiss is the one you want. Arrest him and take him away under guard." As soon as Judas arrived, he went up to Jesus and said, "Teacher," and kissed him. And so they arrested Jesus and held him tight. But one of those standing there drew a sword and struck at the high priest's slave, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus spoke up and said to them, "Did you have to come with swords and clubs to capture me, as though I were an outlaw? Day after day I was with you, teaching in the temple, and you did not arrest me. But the scriptures must come true." Then all the disciples left him and ran away. A certain young man, dressed only in a linen cloth, was following Jesus. They tried to arrest him, but he ran away naked, leaving the cloth behind. Then Jesus was taken to the high priest's house, where all of the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law were gathered. Peter followed from a distance and went into the courtyard of the high priest's house. There he sat down with the guards, keeping himself warm by the fire. The chief priests and the whole council tried to find some evidence against Jesus in order to put him to death, but they could not find any. Many witnesses told lies against Jesus, but their stories did not agree. Then some men stood up and told this lie against Jesus. "We heard him say, 'I will tear down this temple,' which men have made, and after 3 days I will build one that is not made by men." Not even they, however, could make their stories agree. The high priest stood up in front of them all and questioned Jesus, "Have you no answer to the accusations they bring against you?" But Jesus kept quiet and would not say a word. Again, the high priest questioned him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed God?" "I am," answered Jesus. "And you will all see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the Almighty and coming with the clouds of heaven." Oh, the high priest tore his robes and said, "Oh, we don't need any more witnesses. You heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" They all voted against him. He was guilty and should be put to death. Some of them began to spit on Jesus, and they blindfolded him and hit him. "Guess who hit you?" they said, and the guards took him and slapped him. Peter was still down in the courtyard when one of the high priest's servant women came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked straight at him and said, "You too were with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied it. "I don't know. I don't understand what you're talking about," he answered. And he went out into the passageway. Just then, a rooster crowed. The servant woman saw him there and began to repeat to the bystanders, "He's one of them." But Peter denied it again. A little while later, the bystanders accused Peter again. "You can't deny that you're one of them because you too are from Galilee." Then Peter said, "I swear that I'm telling the truth. May God punish me if I am not. I do not know the man you are talking about." Just then, a rooster crowed a second time, and Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows two times, you will say three times that you do not know me." And he broke down and he cried. Well, the key verse for today is Mark chapter 14, verse 36, where Jesus said, "Father, my Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet, not what I want, but what you want." You know, there in ancient times, and still even today, there are some people that deny the humanity of Jesus. They say that Jesus was a spirit, and the people who saw him were just able to see him as spirit. But he wasn't true for all flesh. He wasn't born of Mary. He was not a human being like you and I were. He was a manifestation, an angel or whatever. But here we see the pure humanity of Jesus, who, being the Son of God, recognized what the future held for him. The beatings, the torture that he would soon go through, and his humanity cried out, "Father, if you can, let this pass from me." But then again, the servant's son came back and said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Let us pray. Almighty God, teach me to do not what I want, but what you want. Keep me faithful and help me to be obedient to your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we will be in Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 41. Lord have mercy, that's a long passage of scripture. And we'll be reading about the crucifixion of Jesus. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.